اوكي، سمن كوف خوف بيز دينم من الشبه اصل بتعمز على تشبه is ready into the 9 days. You'd bathe. Ain't right to betes yom elu afilu betzainin. You're not allowed to bathe in these 9 days, even in cold. Ach, refua, when you let this, I muberes, or you let this, somebody who gave birth, or pregnant, she cried with a let this, she's close to having baby. She toiv lo lirchitz, it's good for her to bathe. Chain adam cholo, she tziva, I say, right for lirchitz. A weak person, and the doctor said, needs to take a shower, mutaran lirchitz. They're allowed to wash a filip b'chamin even in hot water. Nida can also wash properly v'im tevelas b'layla shachar Tisha B'av, and if she has to go to the mikveh the night after Tisha B'av, v'yiyav shelirchutz, and she can't wash on Tisha B'av, obviously. As ayichay lirchutz b'erev Tisha B'av, then she could wash on erev Tisha B'av. The Mishnah Berurah says she should wash after Tisha B'av. I'm sorry. No, he says. No, she should get after. No, I think a lot of places say she should just do after Tishba. Chankisha Leveshes, Levonim, and especially this year when it's a 2 day, would be if she would bathe before, it would be a 2 day break. Chankisha Leveshes, Levonim, when she wears white, she could wash a little bit in the regular way, since she's not doing it for her Tainug. So today, I don't know. Today I got a few people that asked about the ice bath. What's it called?
Cold plunge.
Cold plunge. Yeah. So they asked if they're allowed to do that. So I thought pashut that they can't. But somebody was telling me no. It's not tainug. It's not enjoyment.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty painful.
What?
It's supposed to be rather uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay. So if it's really so uncomfortable, so then it's a problem. It's not a problem.
I mean, people do enjoy it. That's why they do it.
Right. So I was wondering, like, all of a sudden, I don't remember ever getting the shala other years. So maybe either this year it's a new in thing, or maybe it's just so hot. If the reason why they do it is just so hot,
no,
then
it's a health thing.
No,
the
it's
way
a
it
health
shocks
thing.
your
They shock
system.
the system into fight or flight. It gets them so cold that it boosts their immune.
I hear. They can come to Shayosha swimming pool. They could try it. That's pretty cold.
That's fight or flight for other reasons.
Yeah. Okay. Yud Gimel. Rosh Chodesh Av Shechol Be'erev Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Av that falls on Erev Shabbos. Misha Raga Lurchetz B'chamer B'chol Erev Shabbos. If you wash without water every Erev Shabbos, Mutter Gam Ata Lurchetz Afilu B'chamer, and it's Mutter now to wash even hot water. Al Be'erev Shabbos Chazoin, like this coming Shabbos. Also, lirchatz b'chamin afilu l'misha raga b'kach. It's you're not allowed to wash in hot water. Even somebody who normally does ki in panov yodav raglov, except for his hands, feet, and face, that is not the popular sakbis manazeh. Moshe says if you always take hot showers for Shabbos, so then you could take hot shower this Shabbos too. Chemi shiraga b'chafipas aroish kol erev Shabbos. And if somebody does, you know, scrubs his hair every erev Shabbos, mutar loygam ato. But not with soap and not with ash water that has ashes in it. Mishraga litvol kolar of Shabbos mutar loy gamata litvol betzayin. You can go to a cold mikvah. Avol mishem vatal b'pa'amim asur loy. But if somebody doesn't always go to the mikvah on erev Shabbos, then he can't go to the mikvah this week either. Yudalad avol shechol yom shleim shishu loy biyudches b'tamuz. So an Aval whose Shleishim is up on Yudches Tamuz, Oy Acher Kach Ad Erev Rosh Chodesh Av, or from then till Erev Rosh Chodesh Av, Mutloy L'Saper, he's allowed to take a haircut. Why? Because Tukvaloy Avelus. Meaning it's too much for him. Av Rosh Chodesh Ve'elech, Gam Bechi Agavna, also, Ekibis will suck, will just fire it, but from Rosh Chodesh and on, it's also even for laundry and for haircuts. Meaning it's only before Rosh Chodesh Av. Fine. Tesvav milishu betes yom elitzi. You have a bris. Noyegim shamayel vasanik vaviyah ben v'imay loshim big de Shabbos. The meaning is that they all can wear big de Shabbos. Ala machnas is a tinek aser, but the one who brings the tinek in is aser. Meaning the kvater. The woman who brings in the baby with the kvater, she can wear big day Shabbos kifin. Shezeu kol mitzvah. So that's her whole mitzvah. Which is, by the way, very interesting thing. So it comes out that the kvater that brings in the baby, the woman has more chash of a job. So that's the only job she could possibly do. Men can do other jobs. Bigiluach, when taking haircuts, yesh la'atalim kodim Shabbos chazayin. Before Shabbos chazayin, it's allowed. Aval acharkach also. After Shabbos chazayin is also, like we said yesterday, there's no Shuvah Shechalboy this year. Right? Tez zayin, kvar kusavnu, ki Shabbos chazayin lo'yishan big day pishton lovon. You wear big day pishton lovon, right? That's in order to remind you of death.
No, they're not here. They're
answering. Which is talking about the undershirt and sock shayin and element pnei Zaya, that they're only for, they're only there for Zaya. Big day Shabbos tali b'minig ha'mekoymus im lachlif anoloi. Whether you should wear big day Shabbos, that's totally in the minig ha'mekoymus. Basic nesses machlif anas ha'pareiches, and in shul we swap out the pareiches, meaning for those, I don't think this is a minig stam for in shuls, but it seems like in shuls, the way, the same way most shuls put a new parechas on for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so seems like people did it for Shabbos. So he says that you are allowed to. But mappes v'amilim b'Shabbos chazayin, and also the covers, the tablecloths, and the covers of the Sifrei Torah, achlo b'Shabbos shechol Tisha B'Av, but not if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, which is not what it is this year. This year, Ches B'Av is on Shabbos. Some years, just what do you call it? Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. It gets pushed to Sunday. Other years, it's actually on Sunday. This year, it's actually on Sunday. You pull up the Rav who knows how to wail. And then he shouldn't be called up for Shlishi. Because you give him Maftir. Fine. Kuf Chav Gimel. Tinei Erev Tisha B'Av.
Is the Rav allowed to be Meichel on that, or?
I think the Rav could be Meichel, yeah. You got to get a guy who knows how to cry, though. Even though you're not supposed to cry on job, so that's a really interesting thing. Aleph, Bris Mila v'chein pidgin ha-ben shechol v'erev tisha b'av eisen ha-suda k'aydan chatzois ha-yoyim. You make the suda before chatzois. Days, lo yital b'erev tisha b'av. You should not know touring on erev tisha b'av. For knowing it, shalei lumen achatzarayim. The meaning is not to learn after in the afternoon erev tisha b'av. Kiyim b'dvarim shum b'tarim lumen erev tisha b'av. Except things that it's mutter to learn on tisha b'av. This year, because it's Shabbos, it's much more makel. And bottom line is the minig is to allow learning, because learning is always the most important thing. And I don't think we're going to do anything productive if we don't learn. So therefore, we allow to learn. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.